and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
Queens of New York podcast, live on the Evening Rush Network. Real, raw, and uncut Queens.
Happy Monday. Hey, girl.
Happy Monday.
How's it going?
I'm going to tell you something. So, I'm too old to be going out, I feel.
Why?
I went out Friday and Saturday, and I have been recouping since I got home.
Really?
All day yesterday, I was asleep. So, my body usually wakes me up no matter what time I go to bed at somewhere around 8, 9 o'clock. That bitch was like, we're going to sleep till noon. And right. Then I got up, I ate, and I went back to sleep till about 4. And then I got up, I watched some TV, I read some stuff on the internet, whatever. And I was asleep by 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh, God, girl.
I don't know what it was. Like, Friday night, this weekend, yesterday, well, not yesterday, Saturday was my sister's birthday. So Friday night, we went out.
Yes, I seen the cake. I was like, hold up, her birthday's here.
Cake? We had no cake.
When we did the crock cake and the brownies last year, it came up on my feed.
Oh, remember this. Got you on Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, her birthday was Saturday. So Friday night, we went to do karaoke.
Oh, wait, wait.
We went to, what the hell is the name of the place? Christmas karaoke in Bayside.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do this weekend. My birthday Friday. It fell on a Friday this year. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. I was looking at Atlantic City. But I don't know. I don't know.
I'm about to say you better figure it out, but it don't take you but 2 minutes to figure out what the hell you going to
do. Exactly.
You probably already packed up anyway. Happy Monday to you too. Yeah, you probably already packed up.
Hey, Van, happy birthday, blessings, belated birthday, yes.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
so I felt like, and the same thing on Saturday, like Saturday morning, I didn't wake up till 9. I thought I was drinking the night before, like how my body felt like I was drinking. I had no alcohol, none whatsoever on Friday night. On Saturday night, I went out with my friend. For her other best friend's birthday.
Okay.
All right. So she had like a little section and we got bottles. So I had a couple of drinks and then we went to another spot. Baby, when I woke up on Sunday, I felt like somebody was just trying to pull out my eyelids because they did not want to come open. It was just like, and my body was hurting. I said, I must have did too much dancing. I felt like I was doing squats. Goddamn.
That's why I don't understand how people go outside like literally every day and drink literally every day hard ass liquor. You be like, that don't take a toll on you?
Yeah, it do. Cause shit, if it don't, I don't know what the hell. Maybe my body is just like, look here, this is not what you used to, and I'm gonna need you to calm it the hell down.
Right. That's why I don't even drink like that. Cause I don't even recall if I've, you know, every now and again, we have a moment we drink and we be fucked up, but even just drinking and going out, I'd be exhausted. I'd be like, who does this every day?
Yes, girl. I told you, I had two drinks and I made them myself. So they wasn't like weak, but they wasn't strong.
Right.
So I wasn't even drunk, but my body on Sunday was like, bitch, did you get into a fight last night? Fighting with somebody? It was bad. I was like, I can't go outside no more like I used to.
To an event and I won't drink. And then if I eat something, I'll eat something light. Cause I'd be like, hold up. This is not the place or the time for your stomach to be acting up.
Crazy.
You just stay here looking cute. That's it. That's it. Taking little pictures, be a little picture ready. That's it. Everything else, even just sitting there, getting yourself situated to get dressed and put your heels on and put everything else on. Then that should be exhausting. You be like, pull it out. I don't even want to go nowhere.
It's like, you know, it's absorbing everyone else's energy is what's draining.
Yeah.
Like, even if everyone's having a good time, we were all having a good time, but it's other people's energy. I got home, I was like, lights out.
Girl, I can't do it. That's why I try to keep it simple and subtle. I'm fine with being in the house.
I was in the summertime, I was like, oh my God, I want to go to a party. I want to dance. You know, I just wanted to go to a party that had some real good music and just dance. That was, well, Saturday, Mr. C was the DJ, and he was not playing what I wanted to hear. He was playing a whole bunch of, it was nothing but a bunch of rap and old school music. And he was like, I'm the DJ, stay fair. And I'm like, but why?
Right.
If this is what you're playing, my man, this ain't it. This ain't it for me.
But you got to remember, our type of partying and everybody else type of party, because you got to remember, it's a lot of the young people outside, 20-something, you know, the ones 30-something wanting to be young.
No, baby.
Hey, Precious. And yes, Vet, and other people's energy can definitely be draining.
Okay, girl, we waiting. It is very draining. But he was, well, the club was not the young people's club. It was the old people's club.
And he still couldn't get the music right?
I felt like I was overdressed. I was in there. I had on a sweater dress and some, like, not even heels. I had on flat boots, but they were, like, knee-high boots.
I always tend to feel like that. Like, I'd be overdressed. I'd be like, damn, since my tits is not hanging out in itty-bitty-ass shorts, and I got on a cute dress, now I feel like I'm overdressed. I always have that situation.
But it was, like, older people. They was in there with Giants jerseys and sneakers and sweatsuits. Some people was in there with their minks on. Like, I'm like, what type of crowd are we?
With their what on?
Minks. I'm like, we are at two different types of parties here. Y'all here to get dressed up, and these niggas is here to watch the football game. I don't know what was going on. He's playing a whole bunch of old Jay-Z, old Biggie, old Jadakiss. I'm like, can we get some music that's up to date?
Girl, you was a spring chicken. And last night, I was a spring chicken
in there. I was a spring chicken. It was in there. Like, I should have been in there with my father. My mother and my father was in there.
And you know what's crazy? Because Josiah keep trying to get me to go out. Come on, Mom, let's go out. And I'll be like,
thank you, Dawn.
No, thank you. Lord.
Well, that was the thing. Kwan was like, oh, I would never go there because my mother go there. I was like, I don't mind going out with my mama because I party with my mama. Me and my mama is friends now. I'm not saying partying with old people is a bad thing. But
no, because they know how to party. That's the thing. That good music is different.
I needed a better feel. And like, it would get to the best part of any song and he would cut it off. And I'm like,
oh, you fired. New DJ right away.
It was Mr. C. I'm like, man. Is this why he still on the radio? Did they kick him off?
I think he is still on the radio.
Because it was not it for me. But then we went to another spot afterwards because this place was in Jewtown.
Oh wow.
And
do they know how to party?
Wasn't no Jews in there, but it was in the heart of Jewtown.
Okay.
It was nothing but a bunch of Queens niggas.
Oh, Jesus.
Everybody was from Queens, and it was a bunch of Black people, but it was next door to the Woodmere Bowling Lanes, which is in the middle of Jewtown. But
so you was all over the street, all over the place. So you was literally outside. I had a couple orders. I had a subtle weekend, I must say.
It was a weekend. I mean, I went from Woodmere to Valley Stream, so I was only 10 minutes from each other, which was only like 15 minutes from my house.
Don't say DJ C is trash now.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. It was weird. It was a very weird crowd, and everybody's like, oh, and I'm like, y'all really, he played something. I was like, this girl is standing up, she's dancing. He started playing something. She was like, this ain't it. I was like, what is this? She's like, that's what I just said. I was like, what are we doing here?
Jesus.
It was bad. At one point, I was like this.
By that time, I would have probably left.
I mean, it closed at 1 o'clock.
Oh, so what's up?
It was early because you know people were just usually getting to the party at 1 o'clock. Party was over at 1. We left there like 12:30. We went to another spot, and there they had a DJ, and he was playing reggae, hip hop, soca. He was playing things like that. I'm like, things that people wanted to listen to, like
right. But he wasn't keeping the crowd going.
He was literally playing my mother's music, like things that you would clean to on a Saturday morning. What are we doing?
Lord. But yes, I don't know. Huh?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was subtle. It was calm. I had a couple orders. And I actually got a lot of orders like for ahead of time for February. I'm getting ready to do this baby shower. I got to do a Sweet 16 of the whole event February 11th. Then the next February 18th, I got to do another full table setup. I got events for March. People booking ahead of time. So
you got to get yourself a little stuff for Valentine's Day because, you know.
I don't think I'm going to do too much Valentine's.
Last minute when
and that's why I don't think I'm going to do it. If anything, I'll do simple treats like cupcakes and chocolate covered strawberries or whatever. But I don't think I'm going to do too much
Valentine's. I mean, chocolate covered strawberries are always like a signature for Valentine's Day. Men are always trying to order chocolate covered strawberries for their woman. So if you're listening, fellas, get your
woman. Normally they go to Edible Arrangements. You know, Edible Arrangements be busy with that.
They expensive, though.
Edible Arrangements, yeah.
Yeah, I looked at some chocolate covered strawberries. It was like $45 for a dozen. I said,
That's how I was able to get my prices. I went on Edible Arrangement. I went on 1-800 Fruits or something like that, and then I just met in the middle. But shit, everything going high. I don't even blame them.
I don't know. We ain't even gonna talk about the price. You already know how I feel about the price of eggs.
Eggs is ridiculous. It's just bananas. Everything is just super high. I get it, the whole economy and all that other shit, but it's like, come on, make it make sense, because this shit it's a lot going on right now. It's a lot.
I seen a TikTok, and the guy was like, I can't even get no damn eggs. He was like, let me tell you something. If these are the same chickens that was laying these eggs last year, I just need to know why I got to pay $20 million for a carton of eggs.
And I go through eggs. I bought like 4 dozen eggs this weekend. And I had to...
Cakes and brownies. Please make me some brownies.
I had to do a 2-tier cake, cupcakes, and then another cake, a strawberry shortcake. So now after everything is done, I might have a half a dozen or maybe even a dozen eggs.
Envious Creations will be going up on their prices, y'all. Because the price of eggs, right, is going,
yes,
up.
Yes. Yesterday's price is not today's price. So
because supplies prices are sky high.
Even with me doing these varsity jackets, I've been searching around different vendors. This shit is not cheap.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, it's nothing, not cheap.
Literally nothing is cheap. Like stuff, like even I was like ordering stuff off of Uber Eats. I was like, let me get me some food. Let me see what's in here. I went to try to get me some Chipotle, girl. Chipotle.
And that shit was high.
That shit was like $28.
Yeah.
For me only.
Yeah. Just one meal by itself on Uber Eats or DoorDash is like $20-something.
I said, I cannot. I will not. I said, I might as well just get up and get out and get my own.
I bought oxtails this weekend. I made Sunday dinner. I made oxtails, rice, and cabbage. One bag of oxtails was $23. The other bag of oxtails was $29. Those were the cheapest bags in the bunch. That's why I got them. And that's why I had to get two. I'm like, okay, it's me and Biscuit. I'll make it. And, you know, it'll be dinner for the next day. So that's what we're going to have for dinner tonight. But either way, it's still, I was like $20-something. And then the $23 bag had like 7 oxtails in it.
You go to the Caribbean store, you go to a Jamaican restaurant, you try to get your plate of oxtails, and it's $20, $25, $26.
And you can get a whole bag and make your own.
And you get 3 oxtails and add some extra gravy.
Yes, and I was able, right.
I'm like, honey, yep. $20 just pay for your whole bag.
I was
oxtails.
Exactly. I was able to do $50 and do oxtails for me and him. And food for, I don't know if he has seconds, and then food for me and him tonight.
Yeah, like I understand prices are high, but if I'm out here asking for gravy, just put it on there because you already know my plate is expensive.
Oh God! Listen, everything is just ridiculous. I guess that's why a lot of these marriages is not lasting, and that goes into our topic today. Why aren't marriages lasting like our grandparents' generation?
Because money issues. People have money. Let me tell you. So the divorce rate is so high because people have money issues. Money issues is the highest
reason. I don't really think it's just for financially. No, I think it would be mainly the lack of respect. People do not respect their regular relationship. The hell with marriages. Like they, no, you got more married men cheating and let it be known, yeah, I'm married, cheating and trying to do whatever else, than you do single people looking for a relationship, expecting to be in a relationship, wanting to be loved and happy. It's more married people out here cheating more than anything. You'll be like, but you're married. You a newlywed. I know somebody that's just married, maybe touched a year right now, and him and his wife going through it. She want him to move in with her. He don't want to leave his apartment. She's like, listen, if you don't leave your apartment and move over here, I'm going to divorce you. I was like, but don't y'all only been married like 3-4 months. Like,
forget all that. They didn't talk about this.
He said he doesn't want to leave his apartment. I think he got like a condo or something of the sort.
But this is the whole thing, is Judah and y'all didn't discuss that before y'all walked down the aisle, exchanged these vows. Because let me tell you something. If he would have told me that, no, I'm not moving in with you, I said, I'd have been like, okay, well, I'm moving in with you. Because we're not going to have two separate residences.
Listen, but I know she has kids. Of course, when you marry the person, you marry their children too. Y'all become family. But he been living solo dolo and he don't want to leave his apartment.
Then you know, he should have never gotten married.
That's, I said that too. And then for her to be so eager to say it after only being married 3 or 4 months, well, if you don't leave your apartment, I'm going to divorce you. Sweetie, you was waiting to say some shit like that. You didn't want to have to wait until he got his apartment to say something. But I was just like, this is crazy.
Ugh. I don't know. I'm not.
Dawn said, y'all stop giving up the box after 5 months of marriage. Well, I ain't never been married, so I don't know.
I don't know. I can't speak on that portion.
But damn, they wait till 5 months? Like, really?
Dawn is just trying to say after marriage, women should just stop giving up the coochie, is what he's trying
to say. Yeah, but after 5 months, I could see, because you know, what is it, like the honeymoon stage is like maybe the first 6 months to a year into the marriage, just like when you meet somebody, the first 6 months to a year is the honeymoon stage of the relationship or whatever. So, I don't know.
In my relationship, there is no more honeymoon stage. Cause,
well, yeah, y'all been with each other forever. So, yeah.
Almost 20 years, right? But so once we actually get married, I'm be like, we can go on a honeymoon, but I just want you to know there's no real honeymoon stage. Like, I've known you half my entire life.
Right. But I think that's what it is. They don't have respect. That's mainly, it could be financially. A lot of times it do be financially. But my thing is, you already knew what you was getting into before you married him or her. You already knew if they had the hustler's mentality. You already knew if they was the go-getter. It's not like you met the person today and said, oh, me and her going to get married tomorrow. No, 9 times out of 10, y'all already, you know, courted each other. Y'all done dated. Y'all done had financial situation for it to lead up to marriage. But then it's like, you was blinded? You just thought he was going to change or she was going to change right after y'all got married?
No, I have to disagree with that, because there are some, you know, when people live in, like, they live their individual lives. Yeah, correct. They're a couple, but they have individual lives.
Yes.
People can fake the funk when you don't live with them, when you don't see them on a normal everyday basis.
Correct.
You're not living with them, so you don't know what their real financial problems are. Until you actually live with them, or their bad habits. You don't know any of that until y'all actually live together. So I suggest.
But then it's like you're going into a marriage blinded. So it's kind of catch 22.
Do you know how many people do that? Especially those people who say, I'm going to wait till marriage. This, that, and the third. No, we need to live together before we get married. Because I need to know all your bad habits.
Even when you vacation with somebody, right?
Credit card company is calling. I need to know all of the bad stuff so I can make a decision and know, all right, I know all your flaws, and am I willing?
But then even then, you still won't know all their flaws.
No,
you understand what I'm saying? You'll know a majority. Okay, listen, oh, he a little bit moody. Let me leave him the fuck alone. He's snapping for no reason and shit like that. Okay, he might be a little depressed. I see A, B, and C happening, and vice versa. You just have to pay attention. A lot of people don't pay attention to situations, to the person. They just, oh, okay, well, She just got an attitude, but don't pay attention. Okay, well, she might be a little overwhelmed. She might be dealing with A, B, and C.
I don't know. Time for a period, because I'm gonna tell you one thing, baby.
What God said, after 7 years, things change. Damn, yeah, it take that long?
Seven-year itch. You know, they say in a relationship, after 7 years, it's like, that's when you start really going through your problems. Because that they say, at like, in 7 years, that's when you really get to know a person.
Dawn said, that's why I can't wait to move south. I feel you, but I don't think the location is going to really matter.
What you mean by you can't wait to move south? Can't wait to move south for what?
That's what I said. I don't think the location would matter. It might matter financially because the cost of living won't be as high. Yes.
But you also don't make as much down south unless you transfer in jobs.
Oh, yeah. You got to definitely have a transferable job. Yes.
So,
but it all depends on the job, too, because they have, like, the COs and shit like that. There's jobs that actually pay nicely, but the question is, do you want to be 40 something years old on probation for a year because now you got a city or state job, opposed to you up here in New York and you know you're doing pretty good, but of course it's not adding up.
No, but
I guess that's why they say it's cheaper to keep them.
You know how jobs like you have, like a franchise, like if I still worked at CVS,
oh yeah, that's a transferable job.
If I was to go, no, when Rainbow moves south. So when when I moved down south, if I was still working at CVS, even though they paid their employees less than I would be getting paid up here, they would have to continue to pay me what I was making up here because it's a transferable job and you can't just cut my pay.
Right.
You could be a federal worker down south banking. Mm, yeah, I guess.
Hi, Facebook user. We don't know who you are. It just says Facebook user.
But well, a lot of the things were respect because we're not gonna act like grandma. We're not gonna act like grandpa wasn't stepping out on grandma.
Right.
He was still out there cheating. But it's like I don't know if he knew how to cheat better, or if he just was cheating.
But a lot of times back then they didn't care. He coming home, and you find a lot of women that's the same way now. He could do whatever he want. These bills is paid, this car notes is paid, as long as that shit don't. Hey EJ, happy holidays. Happy 2023. Welcome back.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and all that good stuff,
right. But a lot of times that's where our grandparents was. It was more so he doing what he doing as long as that shit don't get back home, in my opinion. Because you, even like when I look at my family, my uncle, he has children scattered everywhere. I think like 16 or 17 children. And you know, unfortunately, when he passed away, that's when a lot of them kept popping up.
I was about to say they came coming out the woods.
Yeah. When my uncle passed away, he had a 5 or 6 month old baby with his same name and everything. And I was like, damn, he was still working, huh? I was like, sheesh.
Good Lord.
Right. So, you know, I think that's mainly what it is. As long as he's taking care of home, then they don't really care. A lot of times they didn't care.
But that's the thing, is he was taking care of home. He was making sure home was taken care of first before he stepped out. In this day and age, they ain't even taking care of home.
He said grandma was cheating too. But grandma was cheating better.
He probably didn't have time because there was too many kids in the house.
Man, listen. But grandma always had one of the preachers from the church or something like that. I ain't surprised.
Deacon to deacon.
But it seemed like they was just more discreet. Nowadays, people don't care. Because look at what they have now that's so widely introduced and so widely okay. It's more so the poly relationship. It's more so I'm trapped in a female's body. I want to be a man tomorrow, that type of shit. And I'm going to be a lady today. So I think that's more so why then it was a little bit more respect and a little bit more class in a marriage and in a relationship. Because now these people don't care. 2023, 2020, whichever relationship, whatever year it is, a lot of the times they don't care. And that's the sad part.
They don't. It's not even about poly or trans or whatever. It's just like people's like, I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want. It's YOLO. Everything is a YOLO, and everything is everything's on social media. So
even if you were cheating,
you may not have found out about it because there was no way for you to have evidence. Now everybody putting everything on social media. So grandma couldn't find out that grandpa was cheating because Bertha down the block that he was cheating with couldn't have pictures and send it to grandma on her smartphone or through the internet.
See?
She would have had to bring it to her front door if that was the case. Now, all you gotta do is have typing thumbs, and you can be like, that's to mommy and now, things like that.
And then you got a lot of people. I just got a text. She said, I know too many people who thought they were getting A and got shocked when they got Z. So people be under how they force pretenses, so to say. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Just like how Dawn said, they stop having sex after a certain amount of months. So y'all been going at it like rabbits, making it seem like that's how you was giving it up. And then you're like, yeah, I got his ass and that's it. No, keep it what you got. I always tell a person, don't create a vibe with me you cannot maintain.
Absolutely.
But a lot of people don't look at it like that.
You know how people talk a good game? Yeah, baby, I'm going to do this, that, and the third for you. Knowing you ain't even got the means to do so. I would rather you tell me the truth. Like, baby, I'm broke, but I'm working on it.
Yes. Maybe
you tell me I got buku dollars and then...
And I got you and I'm going to take care of you. You be like, yeah, nigga, your money don't depress me, but whatever. Let's see. Where we going? Right? All right.
At this point, now I just want to see you. I need you to show and prove. It's not that I need you to do this for me, because if there's something I would ask you for, it's something I can probably get for myself.
But absolutely.
I don't get my own money all the time.
But my thing is, I feel if you're in a relationship with somebody or even married to a person, you should not have to ask. And that's my opinion. People could look at it differently and be like, well, if you don't ask for help, then a motherfucker won't know. My thing is, if y'all in sync like that, whether y'all living together, whether y'all not living together, then y'all know, okay, listen, she maintaining this, she doing this. You know, let me just shoot her a couple dollars. Let me, you know, offer to take her out or something. Let me just lighten the load. You need help with your orders or something? You need help? Well, you need some shit like that. A lot of people feel, oh, well, you ain't asked for the help, so how I'm supposed to know? Let me tell you no. Let me tell you I got it, but at least I know you offered it.
Right. But EJ's right. He said, do you see how many side chick songs there are? And it's not even just in this day and age. It's old school. Like he said, Sam Cooke's ex-wife, etc. Like they had the cleanup woman. Is a woman who, come on.
Yes. The cleanup woman. And Betty Wright, yes.
There's so many songs talking about cheating and breaking up. And we out here just singing them like they regular ass songs. And it's literally this man talking about, I was cheating with this woman, or this man, or this woman is saying, I don't care how many women you got. As long as you with me, I don't even care.
And all they kept saying was, he got you on the side, but he taking care of home. I'm driving a Benz and you driving a Hootie and shit like that. It was definitely a lot of comparison. It definitely was. Should bug them.
And it didn't matter. And back in the day, they were saying the same thing. The women were still saying, I know we sharing a man.
Right.
But I just want you to know, I'm the main chick, bitch, and I don't give a damn.
Lord, they had their cake and ate it too.
Or she was saying, I know I'm the side piece, but this is where he'd rather be.
Yes, it was definitely a couple of songs like that. It definitely was. So it's all about paying attention.
You just got his kids, but I got his heart. I'm like, yo, I was thinking, you know, when you young and your mother playing these songs and you just singing them, but you're not really listening to the words. You know the words, but you're not listening to them. And then they hit different when you listen to the words. You're like, wait a minute. What was we talking about?
That'd be the crazy thing, because people don't be wanting to hear all of that. They be in denial. You know, so-and-so, and this is the church talk. You know, so-and-so husband was with this girl last night, and this so-and-so husband was trying to talk to me and do this, that, and the third, but she acting like her husband don't do this, that.
Let me tell you, the deacon at a church is always sleeping with somebody in the church, okay?
Really?
Yeah. And everything I hear, they be like, Deacon Charles was back there with Sister Barbara. Like,
oh my God.
Deacon always got themselves a woman in the church.
That's crazy. It ain't surprising. It's not surprising.
The deacon may be single, but he's single and ready to mingle. What you all mean the time? Women ain't wrong though.
But you know, but what be so crazy is that because a lot of times you run into men and women that have all these problems in their marriages, and then either they don't try to fix it or they won't give up, they gave up fixing it, but they're still there, and then they're looking for outside entertainment. Don't you think you need to keep you know, clean up home first before, because no, don't you think so? Oh, but I'm working on it. Then 5 years later, you don't date a nigga or try, and he's still there.
You know what it is? I also think like divorce for older people, for like our grandparents' generation, it was a stigma. Like they didn't believe in divorce. Like yes. Divorce this day and age is like, it's like drinking water.
A lot of, and that's the thing, it's so normal to be the whole the cheating thing seems to be the norm. And then I'll be like, if you got that much energy to pour into this person and that person and that person and that person, you need to just be single and just date openly. Like, why?
Divorce probably was, yes.
They couldn't financially divorce so easily.
Divorce correct. Was probably a whole lot more expensive back then than it is now.
But ain't it cheaper now?
That's what I'm saying. That's why that's why people are just getting divorced every Monday and Tuesday. A divorce attorney is a bucket is a drug.
But it's not even that. You know how many city employees can get a divorce as long as they have a union and the union pays for it? Yeah. Not that I was inquiring. They asked the union
rep. If my man got a city or state job, I'm not going nowhere until you give me half of your pension.
Right, and that's the thing. A lot of times they want a divorce to get what they could get. But they had asked me to be a union rep, and I started reading up on it. And it's a lot of benefits we don't read up on that our company and our job offers. And you'd be like, damn, I could get a lawyer for housing court. I can get a lawyer for a criminal situation, depending on the charge. I can get a lawyer for divorce. It's a lot that they offer. What Dawn said?
He said it's $25 to get married, $800 to get a divorce. That's crazy. Really? Yeah, it only to get your marriage license is only $25.
Oh wow, cheap, cheap date. That's cheaper than how much my damn feet cost when I get a pedicure. Like $25. God damn.
For a piece of paper that says y'all married, $25 that will cost you much more than $800 because God don't be the fucking breadwinner and have to get child support and alimony taken out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so but yes,
we at every point I'd be like, come on, you better make more money than me because if we divorce,
oh, and that's another thing too. If you change the person's lifestyle, if your income is more than his, or if her income is more than hers, then y'all have to try to maintain each other's lifestyle. But yes, we are at that 30-minute mark. We're gonna run a commercial. Precious is gonna be stepping in. Hopefully, she's situated. We're gonna play the commercial and we'll see y'all in a couple minutes. Just stand by.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it. Now, here are our sponsors.
Let me tell you something. That commercial, I absolutely love Chrissy's voice.
She said, just download the app. What are you waiting for? Hey, Precious. Happy New Year.
Hey,
boo.
Hi. I'm okay.
We can't see your face.
Oh, wait. Because of the camera, right? Hold on. You see me? Yes. I'm looking at y'all on my TV.
Oh, we on the big screen? That's right.
Where's our commercial though? Why are we not here?
We're working on a new one. That was so last year. That's old.
Commercial.
That's old. Yes, we're working on a new commercial.
We got to talk about that. That commercial is a classic. But hi y'all.
How's it going?
Good.
You were talking about why aren't marriages lasting like our grandparents' generation?
Ooh, okay. What did y'all say so far? Let me see before I start touching.
Oh, Lord, no. You're going to have to watch the replay. We only got 30 minutes left.
Nah, y'all didn't do 30 minutes worth of anything. Give me a recap. I know you ain't do 30 minutes. Y'all spent about 15 minutes talking about your week. Go ahead. I'm listening to Rainbow. I ain't thinking about Emmy. What? Ain't nothing changed.
We said finances.
Yes. Right.
Respect.
Yes.
Social media.
Ooh, okay.
Right? I think those were the three things we talked about pretty much and into detail. We like went into them a little bit, but yeah, that's why we said marriages aren't, and there's a whole bunch of side chicks. EJ,
don't start with you on a fire stick.
Yeah, we are.
What the hell you mean so I could get married, Envy? What are you talking about? To cut the shit $25?
It's only $25 and you spend more than that on a pedicure, so you
can I ain't find a husband, or if husband ain't find me yet, so I don't know. And then I'm gonna be 40 on Friday, so I don't think I'm gonna have no husband.
Yeah, this is a birthday. It's a birthday. Yes, what are we doing for your birthday?
I don't know if I want to be 75 getting married. I don't know. I might still be a baby though, you know.
I don't know.
So then, I got at least another baby in me. I don't want to be 75 having another baby. And I'll be like, listen, let's just hire a nanny. I don't need that. You know, so I haven't given up on love, you know.
You can have your third and I'll have my first. How about that?
That's fine. Okay. That's fine.
I have retired that whole.
You already have three. That's why.
Y'all got it. Y'all can have it, have fun with it, do whatever you want. I got Pampers. I got all types of clothes. Whatever you need, you can have. Y'all got it. But
yes, what is your thoughts on our topic? Why aren't marriages lasting like our grandparents' generation?
I would say, because I heard Rainbow say finances. I think that the times have changed where the roles have shifted. So you cannot just have one individual in a household anymore working and one staying at home, you know, because that's how I grew up, where my grandfather took care of everybody. Y'all already know.
Right.
And y'all know I'm a daddy's girl. Y'all already know how that go. Like, my father makes sure, and he made sure my mother was well taken care of and we were well taken care of. You know what I'm saying? However, times have changed where both parents actually need to be outside, you know, and working. So I think finances play a big part, but how big of a part do finances really play when grandpa was giving grandma her monthly allowances, but grandpa had Sue, Jane, Mary. We
talk about as well, right? And that
you
was
know what I'm saying?
He
was making sure that home was taken care of first before he went outside and took care of whatever else needed to be taken care of outside.
And nowadays these niggas, they not even doing the opposite. You know what I'm saying? They just outside destroying their homes for some vagina or some ding-a-ling. You never know anybody's
home. And that was another thing that I mentioned too. It's more advertised that he's tucked, he has this female tucked into him. Like the song Bill back in the days by Peggy Scott Adams. Her husband was caught with a man. You understand what I'm saying? So, but now it's more advertised. Then it really wasn't advertised. So now they don't have to be on the down low. So you're married to a woman for, how can I say, the facade. Yeah, you know, I love women, but deep down inside, you really want to be with Jerome from down the block.
Like, that's what they call gay men who are actually married to women because they don't want to pretend to be, they don't want to be afraid to be gay. So their woman is called their beard.
Right, correct. But, you know, like, that is a big deal too, because a lot of men are not being men at this point.
Correct.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not taking care of home. They're not taking care of home. They out here creating all of these like different families. You know what I'm saying? So there's a whole bunch of broken homes going
Correct.
On. That's number one. Then Rainbow, you said social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think social media is a bad thing for a relationship. I think what you use it to entertain yourself with is when it becomes bad, because nobody can interfere with what y'all have unless somebody opened a door. Somebody opened a door somewhere. Even if they left it cracked. If you leave something cracked, somebody gonna step their ass in between. It'll be like, okay, no, I'm here.
But it's more so if you the door could be cracked. Am I gonna entertain it and say come in is the question. You understand what I'm saying? It's more so what you entertain.
I'll say more of social media, how things can be seen now. Like, yes, like we were talking about our grandfathers or whoever were out there cheating, but our grandmothers couldn't see it because there was no social media. I'm not saying that if you are on social media and you are whatever, because you and your mate shouldn't be on social media, social media is what caused y'all to have a problem. But what I'm trying to say is now somebody can just
Dawn said they got better sex outside. The comments.
They got better sex, and then no, wait, hold on. I see somebody say society is more accepting of divorce now. Back in the day, divorce was taboo. I don't think back in the day it was taboo. I think that it was a fear factor for it where you felt like it.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, if you feel like if you get divorced, how people are gonna look at you. So people so you have yeah, marriage
is
long.
Girl, gossip is the original social media, which is correct. He say, she say, been around forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
but, what I'm trying right. to say, now you can visually see it. Somebody will take a picture and post that shit and show it to you.
Right, that too. Girl, you seen what happened or what someone so posted?
But they was doing that back in the day. What you talking about? You had Mary come over to Jay. Why you think you got that? So come on now. They was doing that and back in the day. It's just like, awesome. It was word of, you know, they came and verbally said it to you or called you on a phone.
But the way I'm trying to say is just because someone said something to you doesn't make it true. But if you physically see that shit with your own eyes, who the hell you
like
not
pictures of shit people be posting, right? That's how a lot of the people wait, Dawn said we don't come home to cook dinner and great sex.
That's nobody does. What are you doing though?
Like, that's the woman's job. What
if, yeah, he always
like,
say that.
He's one of the, John is one of the men that feel that a relationship should have the gender role, so to say. What it sounded like, meaning the woman.
So if Don feels like there should still be gender roles, his wife better not have no job. She better be at home, and he better be taking care of her. He better be taking care of the kids, and she better not be wanting for nothing. If he feel like, and she better be having his food cooked.
He said that. I said it seems like it. He also said, "Well,
because I'm about to go for God." Okay.
So yeah, this is what he's saying.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. If I come in the house last, don't think that I'm coming. That you gonna come home.
I'm not cooking.
Meal and some good sex. What the fuck?
I'm not cooking. You need to make sure I come home to a home cooked meal and I come home to some good sex. I'm not cooking if I come home last.
I feel whoever comes home first should be the one to cook.
Right,
right.
Long as
it's
a or be the one to order takeout. Somebody better figure out
a way. Let me, right. That's why
let me tell you,
relationships are not teamwork. Even though, granted, you do have your own individuality or whatever as a person, whether in a relationship or not. But in a relationship, at the end of the day, majority of the time is supposed to be teamwork. You understand what I'm saying? Babe, I done had a stressful day at work. Listen, we're going to have to figure out something to eat because I ain't coming home to cook. Well, you know what? I had a craving for this. And you know, and he just take the initiative. Well, if you a half hour away, hit me where you 10 minutes away, and I'll just order the food, and the food will be here when you get it. Teamwork.
That's a compromise. That is a teamwork.
You better order that food now because it's gonna take more than 10 minutes for this nigga. So, goddamn it, order shit now.
No, y'all already know how I feel about
what new wave music said. Negative what?
Negative.
Negative was on social media.
There was no social media back in the day, right? Exactly. Right. So that's what we were saying.
Social media. We said gossip was the social media back in the day. Now, he say, she say.
But and not even he said, she said. You had Shirley coming up the Barbara. Like,
it's still gossip.
That ain't no gossip. Shirley was fucking. Shirley's fucking Shane. And she come and tell Shane Weiss, who is Barbara. That's not gossip. That's your husband through the other person
before it gets to the main person that you need to be speaking to. Is
that's gossip.
That's
gossip. That's not what I'm talking about.
Me and you, Envy. You sleeping with your husband. I'm sleeping with your husband.
Envy, who's coming back? Shirley is.
What you say?
That's not gossip. You know who the hell Barbara Shirley is? That's not gossip.
Me and your husband is fucking.
Oh, me and your husband, right? That is not gossip. That is straight from the source.
Lord have mercy, and I got pictures to prove it. What happened?
And I got pictures to prove. Like I got pictures. I got whatever he, you know, like he got, and then. Remember, shut up, God.
Remember
back in the day, those men were buying they side chicks houses. They was buying them homes.
Both women, the side chick and the wife, correct. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like you ain't got that situation no more. These niggas is just fucking. Like they just coming to fuck. Like
what the Fabulous say? He was buying both his chicks the same shit.
So he ain't never get it confused.
I'm gonna buy you the same perfume. That she wearing, because when I come home selling like her, you're going to think it's you.
That is you. Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
So
that's
it's
Wanda keep her side dude, right?
Listen, you gotta, it is what it is. So that was the whole social media aspect. Wait, somebody said something in the comments. I wanted to think. Don swears somebody. Don thinks that somebody
most women
should.
Women got lazy.
Yeah, guns feel like a woman should just like as soon as he walked through the door, she got the food in one hand, she on her knees and her mouth open. That's all he looking for, and he looking for some extra bitches on the side. Yeah, I ain't never seen nobody who want more side bitches than Dawn.
It may not be on her knees, but she at least need to be turned. She need to be turned around, bent
she
over.
She need to be in one of the positions.
Yeah, like he just blows. He blows my mind every time because Don, what? Don is a whole married man with 50 million 11 children. You ain't cover home like that. What he said?
No, that's a person.
That's a person.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I swear. He is so annoying. But no, it was something else. Let me see something. Women got lazy, negative.
But I don't even feel women are lazy. My thing is a lot of these women have more hustle and more grind than a lot of these men. A lot of these men have gotten lax. And it's
they
not
got real lax and comfortable.
Right. But it's not more so, how can I put it? A lot of times it starts from home. So if they're not in here, if they're not in the house taking the garbage out, they're not in the house cleaning up, they're not in the house cooking a little something, it starts from home because then they feel, oh, well, my mother did everything. So then I guess that's your job to do everything too.
Yeah, but and that's insane. They mothers is raising them wrong. Y'all already know that. Y'all already know I tell y'all all the time. Y'all already know I'm an independent dependent. It's just what it is. Y'all already know I'm not touching nobody's garbage. I'm not touching nobody's door handles. None of that. Why should I have to do that? I don't even hang up a picture frame. Why should I have to do that? If you're a man, stand on it. You're a man. You be a man. You do what you got to do. And right. I'm glad that I ain't got those issues. I'm not attracting no lazy man. Not even in my marriage. He did his part as a man. I did my part as the woman.
Right.
You know, we got a divorce, but it is what it is because the shit wasn't working because he was getting my nerve. Like, y'all right. already know.
It happens, right.
Y'all are very well aware. But
house of horrors, you say.
Hello. However,
that's exactly how she described
it. That is how I describe it—a house of horrors. But however, he always made sure he always maintained that household, and I say that, and I still say that.
Get you a lazy man, he'll treat you better.
No.
And Letitia says, "Sad facts: some men don't know how to be the man." That is correct. A lot of these men don't know how to be the man. They either overly aggressive or extra feminine, and you be like, "What the?"
I do not need you to be toxic masculinity, and I don't need you out here to be acting like you're gay either. Maybe I need a sensitive thug.
Right, just be in tune with your emotions and know how to express yourself, that type shit.
I need you to be able to express your emotions, maybe not so much, but I also need you to, I don't need to fear, like if we go outside.
John said it's how you pick them.
Nah, you can pick them. You can pick them nice and right. And then once you get fully in there and signed on the dotted line, they turn into something else. Don't play with me. It's not how you pick them. Well, it is a part of how you pick them. But
that's a lot of times the mask on certain people. A lot. Well, not yeah. Most people. The mask on people. It comes off right. The representative. Exactly. The representative is no longer there representing them. Now they're showing their true self. You be like, hold up. You had manners when we went out a couple months ago. Where all this nasty rude shit come from? You were smelling good and looking sharp. Why are you looking raggedy? Oh, so you done went through your good shit and I done hung around a little bit longer. Now you're looking raggedy like. Nah, I don't get it.
And
I don't
then get it. It's how they raised by these women. That's why all that coddling men, I can't. I'm not babying no man, especially not no grown man. Like
right.
Mothers are damaging their sons. Like, it's serious. They are damaging them. I wish I would struggle, and my kids are. I have nothing but boys. I wish I would struggle.
Said y'all married now. He could beat himself.
He could beat himself.
Oh God! So he was on the down low. She was supposed to find out after marriage. Like no.
Oh wait, vet said it's they turned into Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
In the daytime when y'all go out and when y'all around other people, he all nice and smooth.
Right, right.
You get his ass in the house alone. He ready to beat your ass.
Right. Right. You be like, hold up, this is not the same person. And we just had a whole good day. And what the fuck just happened? Like, you just hit a whole switch and it's a whole different type of person.
Where did the Incredible Hulk come from?
But you know what I noticed too? A lot of times men and women be upset with themselves and in life on certain situations. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't even be the person that they're with. A lot of times they be upset with themselves.
It's not a lot of times, Envy. If you didn't do something to someone and they have a problem with you, it's 100% their problem.
And then people, I also ran into people that actually can be jealous of the person that they with.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I was just about to say that. If you have a better education, a better financial status, a better family life, a better anything, people are jealous of that. And people want to be with you for the things that they're jealous of you for having.
Right. Dawn said, women are worse. What? Once y'all get married, y'all become disrespectful. Oh, wow. Really?
Nah, no way.
Speaking about all women, stop generalizing this shit.
But if he's generalizing it, how many women have he had bad situations with?
But he making it sound like this is all women.
Dawn had a lot of bad experiences. We've been on this show for going on 2 years.
So now the question is it the women that he's picking? Or
no, it's Dawn. It's Dawn.
Dawn, now that's what you're looking at.
After if it keeps happening to you, the common denominator is you, baby.
It's done.
Let's say go back and get the person that you like.
I don't like them. No. Yes, the biggest thing is because of many people are unwilling to do the work on themselves. Mm-hmm. Want you to do it for them. Hell, you can't do the work for someone else. If someone is willing to change. I mean, when someone is willing to change, that's the only way that they're going to change.
Correct. A person can't change. You got to want to change and want to do better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So
it's precious. He says it's you.
Dear precious.
That's Dawn ass. Dawn is annoying. I'm like, Dawn, like anytime we come up here, he always feel like he got to tell us about women. You don't got to tell us about women. You change the woman you trying to holler at. You a whole married man. We need to decide.
How you managing your relationship, correct? That too. Yeah.
That part.
Yeah. So
Don't believe, you know, he should be, like I said, walking through the door to some bells and whistles.
Should be treated like a queen. Somebody should be somewhere feeding him some fucking grapes from a vine.
So but you gotta give that same energy back.
Correct. And that's what a lot of people tend to lack at, reciprocating the energy that they're giving when it's on a good note. People always reciprocate bad energy. Oh, you got an attitude, so I got an attitude too. Oh, you don't want to be bothered, so I don't want to be bothered either. Instead of reciprocating good energy and shit to last a little bit longer than expected.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they take advantage. Oh, she in a good mood, so she gonna do this. Or he in a good mood, he gonna pay this bill, he gonna do this, that, and third. And the more you take advantage, the shit. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people just want to be appreciated, whether in a relationship, a friendship, a marriage, and that's what a lot of us tend to lack. Appreciating the person.
They're grateful.
Yes.
For
yes.
their existence at all. Like, mm-hmm. that you even happy that I'm here?
Jesus,
stop trying to use me,
girl. That be the situation.
You know what it is? A lot of marriages nowadays, like we already said, a marriage is a business.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It can't just be about love. You can't just marry someone because you love them.
Love is not about to pay them bills.
Love is not about to start them. that. Mm-mm. It ain't gonna pay the bills. If you got kids, mm-mm, it is not gonna get them no milk. It ain't gonna feed them. It mm-mm ain't gonna house you. None of that.
Oh, New Wave Music said Precious. Good. Hold on. New Wave Music said Precious comes on late and bashes men. Not good. Precious, stop bashing.
I did not bash no men.
I bashed.
I did bash not one man. What? I didn't bash not one man. I said Dawn. I said Dawn needs to stop because every time we come up here, he always be talking that same tune. But New Wave, how you gonna say I come on late and bash men?
He said, "What man hurt you, Precious?"
Nobody, and y'all know that. Everybody who watching this show know that there is not. I don't have a bad relationship with men. So what we talk about?
So she made her deliverance might come off like she's bashing, but she's not bitter.
You have to. You have
and to. Don't say yes, New Wave. Yeah, she's a man basher.
Yes, but Dawn always come up here talking about women, you know, like he always have an issue, so I always gotta come to, I always gotta come at Dawn, but I do not bash men, like everybody know I do not, so don't even go there, don't even think about that.
But yeah, a lot of times we look at certain situations instead of speaking on it and addressing it head on. A lot of times we let the shit linger and linger and pray for the better. You got to address it. And it's not even just addressing it. It's like I say to a lot of people, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So if you don't mm-hmm want me snapping at you, then watch how you coming at me. Whether I ask you a simple question, whether I tell you, listen, you coming off like so-and-so. That don't mean jump down my throat. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of times people tend to not pay attention to that. Huh?
I said people, like sometimes I'll be like, you talking to me like I'm some random girl on the street. I need you to lower your tone. Take it
down.
Yeah,
lower your tone. Bring your volume down.
Correct. Don't want me to start my shit.
I don't feel everything needs to be strong-armed. It's just not, it's not impressive, and it's like a big turnoff for a lot of people. That shit, mm-hmm, you be like, you going through a laugh or what? It's never that serious. You understand what I'm saying? Because of my,
you have my issues and you need to get that shit solved.
Treat me how you want to be treated. Because I'm going to treat you and talk to you how I want to be treated. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people lack that type of that communication.
You start talking to me like I don't want to be talked to. Then we be going back.
Then we have a problem. Correct.
It's for tat ass now.
That's correct.
Right. Jesus.
God damn it.
I can't with you.
That is correct. So I agree.
So we touched a lot of
she crazy. How you gonna say who's crazy? Nobody's crazy. Dawn, you're crazy. Don't be telling our followers that. Cause who's behind crazy the scenes, y'all, we be lighting his ass on fire. Cause he played too much.
Question: why do women cheat? Question: why do men cheat?
Yeah, people cheat answer because they feel they can, and they do it. That's why
people cheat for that. I can answer. God, Rainbow, you go.
So men always think women only cheat for it's an emotional thing, and men cheat because it's a physical thing. Now in this day and age, people just cheat because they can.
Correct.
People cheat because they can, because they want attention that they're not getting at home.
Correct.
Because that the man they probably got at home ain't got what they want. Some women are with their man because of what their man has.
That too. And when that I've seen that with a lot of women. They be with the man because he has money or whatever. Yeah.
What their man is tolerating.
Correct.
And they cheat with somebody that has better sex.
A lot of people cheat because they feel like it's just the thing to do. Because my thing is that a lot of even for men and women, their mindset is, well, they ain't going nowhere until they get the rude awakening that he or she do go somewhere. But that be the thing. Oh, she loved me that much, so she's not going to leave me like that. Or he loves me that much, and I've cheated already before, and he's still here. But you don't realize the more deceit, the more lies, the more games, the more you're just breaking down that person, the more you're going to lose that person.
Away. You're pushing them away.
And yes, correct.
Because
correct
they're lonely.
That too. You'll find a lot of men that say they lack 10 million things in a marriage or in a relationship, but then they still stay And then they have an excuse. Oh, it's because, you know, she doesn't have this. Or, you know, because I got to help with the kids. Or, you know, because I told her I wasn't going to leave her. So if you're that unhappy, why not sit and have this conversation with your girl or your wife, go to counseling or whatever services there is, and then simple communication so y'all can work towards doing better. Because seeking outside extraness is going to just be that, just extra. A motherfucking headache. And then she gonna wonder why, hold up, so now you're not into me like that, so where you getting the sex from? So, you know, people pay attention to all of that. My thing is, if you want to be with somebody else, then exit your way out of whatever situation you're in.
I was going to say, just like Letitia said, I wasn't going to call them lazy. I was just saying, I was going to say people don't want to put the work in the relationship. Correct. So instead of trying to fix the relationship they in, they's like, fuck it, I'll just leave this shit broken and I'll start
somewhere else. Correct. Else.
I won't leave this relationship, this broken ass relationship. I won't leave it. I'm just gonna start some shit elsewhere.
Correct.
And then when this person finds out about this person, and
it makes it easier for me to leave the situation.
Right. Now it's right. Like, mm-hmm. All right. Well, whatever. She found out. She found out. He found out. He found out.
And
whatever.
That's and that be the mentality though.
I don't think cheaters are lazy. I think cheaters can come off a lot. On a selfish end, because it's like selfishly you decided that you wanted to do something different without telling the other individual. Mm-hmm. But I believe that women cheat for different reasons. But that was the question, right? Why women cheat?
That was the question, right?
Why women cheat? Women cheat for different reasons. And yeah.
But just like men cheat. Men cheat for damn near the same reasons men cheat. I mean, men cheat for the same reasons women cheat. Lack of something in the relationship.
It's something that they're lacking. Like you could be with somebody and they could have 85% of.
She said they're emotionally lazy. Well, yeah.
I could agree to some extent to that, but I just feel like cheating is a selfish act. So when you are deciding to cheat, you are deciding to ultimately risk things that you know you don't really want to risk.
Dawn said, so, Letitia, most men try to make it work, but they don't, what? They don't court they woman cheating. So that it is what it is. A lot of times.
No, Dawn is ridiculous. Dawn is ridiculous. Dawn have been cheated on, stepped on, lied to. I don't know what. He got the heartbreak hotel.
I've seen situations. Men could cheat on a woman 10 million fucking times, and she will stay.
And she get a text message. He got you dead.
Right, and the minute somebody, you know, compliments her a bit too much, he blow on her and she smell a cologne. Oh, my God, now he fucking King Kong out the bitch. Or even if she fully steps out. Is she 110% cheeks? Now he got a heart attack. Now he can't breathe. No, nigga, take this fucking asthma pump because I couldn't breathe too when I caught you a million times. Now you gonna breathe now with this asthma pump. But they don't want to stay. They don't want to do none of that.
Look, it's over. It's a wrap.
Don't say it's over. It's a wrap.
And I'm supposed to take your ass back. But
Lord.
About one time, you like, fuck that shit, I'm done.
Right.
Now you gonna take me back 50 them times too. Fuck out of here.
But
listen, y'all crazy.
Because
I'm not. You get caught and you admit it. You crazy. My name's Shaggy. It wasn't me. That nigga gonna be questioning if it really was me. Fuck you. I'm not ever telling on myself.
It's just crazy.
I saw you. That was not me.
That was not me.
You still can't tell a person how to feel, and you still can't tell a person how to manage a situation. He might have thought it was okay. He was doing whatever. It's never okay to cheat or go outside your relationship. Okay. But then it's now, oh, shit, I got a whole slap in my face. Another man is touching on her and doing this, that, and the third. Damn, I really played myself. Damn, she really allowed it. Now it's like... Now your whole world done came crumbling down. So now I always tell people, put yourself in the woman's shoes that are already married. If you out here cheating on your wife and you got a sister, you got daughters, and you fucking on a side chick. So if your daughter was a side chick, or your sister was a side chick, or your mother was a side chick, how would you feel about the situation of you having a side chick? Because at the end of the day, we all somebody mothers and sisters and whatever else. Why is it okay for you to do it and it's not okay for them to do it?
New Wave News talking about, y'all started by saying people used to stay together for years, right? But they stayed together after someone's cheating. They had
correct.
They had a different mentality. Because I... this one here,
But not all women back then stayed either. There was quite a nice amount, but not all women stayed either.
That's true.
You can't tell me 100 men cheated on their wives back then.
After I caught my man getting head in the White House, I'm just supposed to be okay with it. Embarrass me on national television.
Exactly. A lot of people a lot of people don't care about the situation, they care about their image. Oh, this motherfucker out here got me looking crazy. That's a dub. You understand what I'm saying? That's what we're not gonna do. I carry myself this way. I want to be looked at this way. Y'all not gonna say, oh, that's just Susie down the block. You know her man just cheated on her 10 times. Mind you, I could have a whole bunch of stuff off.
They don't say Susie from that's dumbass Susie from down
the block. Exactly.
They be like, Susie don't know her man over there.
Exactly. Mind you, you could be selling, and back then they were selling Avon and Mary Kay. You could be trying to present your product. But they don't see you as a consultant. They see you as the one that got cheated on 5 times and keep taking her husband back. So a lot of you can't say, see, but you can't say 100 women cheated and 100 men, 100 women kept their husbands, because they didn't. You got a lot of women that did stay, absolutely. And you got a lot of women that did say, you know what? I know this better out. You can play that shit with somebody else. Get one of them young girls. And that was the main thing, was get one of them young girls.
Johnny, take your ass, your old ass.
What we lying about? Dawn says, so y'all going to be going live?
But no, when Precious was like, I'm going to take this shit to my
So Precious in denial if she get caught. But that's how it was. You can't say.
Precious ain't in denial. I'm not ever going to admit no shit like that. What is wrong with any of y'all? If y'all ever thought that I would ever sit there and be like, oh, yeah, that was me. Y'all out of y'all fucking mind. Y'all nuts if you don't believe that. And I will respect it if somebody be like, it wasn't me. I'll be like, wait, what? Like, at least stand on it. Because I'm going to stand on mine. I'm be like, well, I don't know what you're talking
but
about.
That's and my thing. But that's another thing too. My thing is, if you're gonna cheat, be like, yeah, nigga, I cheated. You wasn't giving me what I needed to get.
Nah, nobody got time for all that. There's no way. It's different.
Precious.
Huh?
Don't tell a lie, Dawn, because it's a no. It's a no.
But that's my thing, because if you're gonna stand on it, don't stand on the bullshit knowing you done got caught red-handed.
You're nuts.
You're absolutely nuts if you believe that.
There's no way. There's absolutely literally no way. Like, I feel like women who be like, oh yeah, I did it, you a damn fool. I don't believe that.
I feel a person respect you more, and I'm gonna tell you why. The man gonna respect you more, in my opinion. Listen, he's gonna respect the man. In my opinion, he's gonna respect the fact you kept it a band, because why? The nigga gonna have Facebook posts, he gonna have pictures out on you on dates and stuff, but you to just stone cold look him in his face and be like, nah, that wasn't me. Bitch, I got pictures. You gonna say that? Okay. Ain't you?
You believe that if you want to, that every time you turn around, you could be sorry. You could be like, I'm so sorry. As soon as you wash your dishes, he'll be like, oh, you was washing dishes like that for that nigga?
Whether you agree to the cheating or not, the motherfucker still gonna throw it in your face. No, that's how women do.
Nah.
Are you putting on that extra cologne to go see your work, boo? Or you putting on that extra... Women do the same shit.
I feel like if you going to take them back...
What do they say? A lot of men say when they got cheated on.
New way fast. When though? I want to know what men are saying when they got cheated on. So then, if you got cheated on, did you cheat back? Because somebody gonna want revenge. Somebody gonna want revenge.
But my whole thing is, if you're gonna keep bringing up the past, you keep drudging it up. Just fucking leave.
Exactly.
A lie is a lie.
I am a changed individual. That was me at 25. I'm 40 now. Can we go past? Can we get past this?
No, because once they pride is shot, that's it.
Well, then, nigga, just fucking leave me alone then. If you gonna keep fucking asking the same questions, if you gonna keep, maybe we shouldn't be together, because trust.
There's no trust if y'all both cheating.
All right, but I have a question, right? You had to wait. You got to wait till I get over it. All right, so I have a question for the man.
Man, listen.
You've been cheated on. Did you, one, cheat back? Did you, like, leave after a while? Like, how do your feelings feel? Like, I need to know, because I don't know men who stay after they got cheated on.
I'll keep my business to myself.
What they do, what they do is, like Precious said, what happens is, you wash that nigga dishes like that? So,
like, ain't nobody got time for that.
It depends on her apologies.
Okay. Well, how many times you want to apologize? Do you need a continued apology? Like,
Lord have mercy.
Wait, no, he said apologies.
Right, that's what, yeah.
One. How many fucking times do I got to say I'm sorry?
Question of the day.
That's what I want to know. How many times do you say you're sorry?
Like, do I have to continue? I'm going to have to say it to the day we die. I'm sorry that I cheated on you in 1995. And it's 2095.
Well, Dawn said, till I believe you. Wow. Well, if you didn't believe her the first couple times, then you don't need to stay for more after.
Exactly. Don't believe me and keep it fucking pushing.
That's interesting. Till I believe you. Oh no, absolutely not. We need a part two. We need some older people.
What do you call cheating? Flirting.
Cheating is flirting. Cheating.
I don't know, girl. I'm just talking shit.
That's why it's so easy to leave. Okay.
I think once you cross the line, that's cheating. Once you realize that it could potentially lead to something that you shouldn't be doing in front of your spouse, then that's
Or you got to lie about certain conversations or lie about the person itself. Yeah,
that's why I'm like,
and you gotta erase things. Like,
huh?
That sounds like flirting to me. Cause you know,
niggas
don't flirt. They don't just be like, "Oh, you beautiful." They be like, "So when you gonna let me take you out and eat your pussy?" That's what niggas say to people.
That's exactly what it be. Yes. That's my god.
I don't know what it is. Why men think that every woman is just gonna drop their drawers when they be like, "Let me eat your pussy." I be like, "That's so weird."
Yeah, and that be like, "Hold up, why the fuck is you just so comfortable even saying, let me just taste you like that?" Man, get the fuck out of here. And that's what you gotta be like. I was just respectful when I just told you, "No, thank you, I'm good, I'm not interested." For you to just go left, you be like, "What the fuck is your problem?"
Like, niggas don't say that shit to you. I literally was walking across the street. This nigga rolled past. He was like, "You gonna let me eat that?" This was his exact words were, "You gonna let me eat that pink pussy tonight?" I'm like, "How you know my pussy pink?"
Oh my god.
Yeah. Now, dudes will tell you that. Dudes been saying that for the longest. Like, "Let me just eat your pussy."
I swear to God, like, a grown ass man said that shit to me at like 12 years old. And I was like, "What does that even mean?"
New Wave said cheating is not just sex.
No, it's not.
No talk shit was cheating. Cheating is not just sex. We just said that, wasn't it? I said anything that you know that your spouse would not be okay with. That's when you know it's cheating.
Anything you don't want done to you, then don't do it. That's it.
Anything that you know you can't do in front of your spouse, that's cheating. That's just a fact. Yes.
You can't say you don't want done to you because, you know, some people's, like, nonchalantness is different than other people's.
If me and you together and you see a nigga flirting with me and you don't want me to entertain his ass, then that don't mean you be out entertaining the next bitch either. But a lot of times,
that's kind of crazy. These women
and then want to fight the men outside because he just said, "Hey, miss, you look nice. Thank you, sweetie. I appreciate it." Why you calling?
He saw you with your man,
And he
see you with your man. He said,
"I'm just saying."
That's a bad example.
There was this one instance. Me and my man was walking through. We were walking through the mall. I was ahead of him because I'm trying to get to where I get to, and he walked too goddamn slow for me. So I'm trying to get to where I get to, and these guys was like, "Yo, mom."
No one tells their spouse everything. Correct.
Nobody. No, you don't have to tell them. Right. Some people do.
That's not what I said. See what I'm saying? Hearing that men are something else. They hear what they want to hear. That's not what I said.
Pete, you know they hear what they want to hear. Shit the way they want to.
That's all.
That's not what I said.
what she said.
Yeah, but girl, you said you was he had to catch the replay. You said that.
Yeah, so we was walking through the mall, but I was like speed walking and he regular ass walking. And these guys was like, yo, ma. And I'm ignoring them because I know he's behind me. I wouldn't answer to a yo ma anyway. But if somebody was like, hey, how you doing? I'd probably said, I'm good. And kept it moving, but he was like, nah, she with me. I was like, oh my god, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Don't fight nobody just because
new they said everyone cheats without telling it all. Yeah, okay, I guess. I don't know,
everybody likes a little attention.
They do, but I definitely won't want no attention like that when I'm working with my man. I'll be.
Yeah, that's just asking for a whole situation, right?
Like people, you know how people flirt. Like you, if someone texts or DMs you, can't even say text message. That means you gave that man your number. If somebody if someone DMs you and they say like, "Hey, beautiful," and you respond back,
mm-hmm. You entertaining it.
Because what I said, people like attention.
My block game so fucking strong. Her. I even block my daughter when she get on my nerves. Boop. Boop. You done work my goddamn nerves too much. And then even when people try to, like, I get a lot of conversations. Hey, beautiful, how you doing? And I get it on my business page. For one, you ain't no pictures of me on my business page. Hello, how can I help you? Are you looking to place an order? Oh no, I'm trying to get to know you. No, thank you. I'm good.
Girl, you better than me. I just ignore the shit.
Not because you got people that, like I said, my business page. So I have people that'll reach out, hey, and then they'd be polite. Hey, how you doing? You know, can I order so-and-so? And then what irritates me the fucking most, if a dude trying to holler and you don't entertain, now they want to place an order. Why are you playing with me? You can place your order, and now I'm going to just tell you, listen, I'm going to mail you your product or, you know, whatever.
You won't just
take this cake outside, shit like that.
You won't see this face.
Rainbow, I gotta come for my massage though too. Speaking of, I gotta come for my massage.
But yes, we are gonna wrap it up. We are definitely over our time. We are gonna do a part two. Yes, but we need to get a married couple and a divorced couple, and not somebody that's gonna be like that's gonna bash the whole situation.
Right. We need to get people who are on good terms with their divorcee.
Right. So, you know, even though any divorce is never a good situation because you just might not be compatible. It just might not work.
Good divorce is whatever changes the soul. Like a good divorce is if it changed the situation for the better. Like if y'all are together
y'all can co-parent nicely and no problem, shit like that. So we need somebody that's actually, fully neutral and level-headed, and that's just not going, we might not have to, block your ass and kick your ass off, to log you off and just because you're just bashing everybody.
There are a lot of couples on when you see them on TikTok and stuff like that, they are best friends.
Yes.
The husband, the new husband, the old husband are best friends. The two wives, the best.
But I think a lot of situations depends on a person's growth. You might have a woman that's more mature than a man, and she might be more headstrong than he is. And then y'all lack in certain areas. You understand what I'm saying? So to be cordial, sometimes be best.
No, some people just aren't meant to be lovers.
That is correct. A lot of people are not meant to be together.
They were just not. They are meant to be in each other's lives for a long time, but they just were not meant to be.
Not meant to be together. Correct.
In a sexual relationship like that.
Correct. Correct.
Some people, because
you could be my homie, but you can't be my man, and that's a lot of times they don't ever want to hear that. But that be the situation. I see you as my friend, but I don't see the potential in you as you being my man. No love lost. Yes, I love you, but I'm not in love with you enough to be my man, but we could love each other from a distance. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of times, and that's where it comes with acceptance. A lot of people cannot accept rejection.
Like you said, growth.
So it's literally levels to this shit, and a lot of people don't pay attention to it. But we are over time. If y'all didn't already, please follow us at Queens of NYC Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. No special asterisk. Follow Rainbow Refreshers. Get them drinks. She does the massages with One by Rainbow. If y'all
One by Rainbow.
Yes, the massager. If you don't already, follow me at Envious Creations on Facebook and Instagram, just as well as you see it on there. Just like our commercial stated, download the app. The app is currently free. The Evening Rush Network on in your Google Play Store or your Apple Play Store. Download the app. Also, we are now, if you didn't know, on the Amazon Fire Stick. So we kind of moving and grooving. We adding things as much as possible. As y'all know, we on AHA Radio, Pandora, many, many platforms, all podcasting platforms, you know, for audio as well as for video, even also the eveningrushnetwork.com. You can see us live on that platform as well. So we're going to do a part two. We're going to holler at y'all next week. Anybody else got something to say before we close out?
Yeah, have a good night. God bless for coming out. I appreciate all of our commenters.
Yes, so if y'all want to be a guest,
thank you.
Yes, so if y'all want to be a guest on our show and we do a part two, please inbox us on Instagram at Queens NYC Podcast, and we will definitely put y'all on we'll put the show together and make it do. Next we might do a battle of the sexes and turn it up a notch, you know.
Y'all ain't ready for battle of the sexes. Men be winning. He be lying. He's a lying ass.
Hit the New
they
Year
lost every right. battle of the sexes. They lost every battle of the sexes. They but lost every battle. We gotta do one battle.
On
this show.
The last one we did was on Wednesday, which was the Evening Rush Network show with Dawn and Rainbow. So we gotta do one on a Queen show. You know, Queens NYC, like they stated, real raw and uncut. Yeah, we gonna make it do. We gonna give it to you how y'all want it. So we'll see y'all next week, same time, same channel on the Evening Rush Network. Later, y'all.